Hey y'all, Jaisa Lifestyle Brand. Today, after just having time to do my laundry, get some outdoor vitamin D, and just like having time with God, I heard the word relationship is essential in retail. Now, as you know, I work in retail. Some of you may not work in retail, but you have some capacity where you work with other people, and relationship is super central and essential. And a relationship is a connection. And a lot of times we won't think about a connection with someone because we're so focused on our own self. I can speak for myself. When I start working in a new environment, I'm like sometimes a little self-conscious. Like I want to make sure that I cross all of my T's and dot all of my I's. I'm wondering if I belong in that space. And it takes me a while to really get comfortable. I'm not sure if that's just me or that's just how it goes. I noticed that after, you know, some time, I kind of put my guard down and I could be more friendlier. And without a doubt, whenever God impresses upon me to share with someone, when I see a need or when I even perceive that there's a need, I'm on it. And I just want to encourage you that relationship is the connection that you probably, you know, are missing when you're thinking about work or when you're thinking about anything that you're doing. Like if you're a business person and you're like wanting to increase your sales or you're wanting to increase your territory, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with God, your relationship is going to be central. And relationships are, you know, most times superficial because it's kind of more one-sided. And if it's only for your benefit, then that's going to be quite evident. And sometimes you're not always right. And sometimes it's not going to always be cool to be the bigger person, you know, like when someone seems to not really understand. And it does take time. So in time, it's like time doesn't have to be like a million years, but time meaning like the time you spend with that person and even the time that you're able to continue to grow as an individual. So I want to just remind you today about relationships, just short and sweet. That connection is key. And if you find yourself focusing so much on your goals and dreams and you're not sure how you're going to get there, I want you to really reevaluate your relationships. And I'm going to give you three one and done tips, you know, that way you can kind of evaluate yourself to see, are you really, you know, healthy, or are you really thinking about relationships as you're trying to build? No. So number one is yourself. Like, what's going on with you when you have a lot of things like baggage? Sometimes you can be your own worst enemy and you can get in the way of your own self being successful. So with your own self, I would like you to think about doing an inventory about all the things that you've gone through with other people that have maybe created some distrust or apprehension, or maybe you creating circles and like maybe you only limiting yourself to certain people. Like if you're upset with your family or your friends because they haven't supported you, then number one, two, and three, that they're not your people. Like that's not your audience for your business or even for what you have to offer. Like your family is just your family. Your friends is like your ace boon coons. You know, like that's, they just there just to be there. So you want to let people go. You want to forgive. You also want to think about yourself. What things have you done that you need to like do some self-reflection on to see who you really are? Do you have any jealousy? Do you have any envy? Which those are two different terminology. And it's not to say that, you know, you are, you know, either or. It's just sometimes we get in a situation where we feel self-defeated. So when you're envious, it's like you're discontent, longing for someone else's advantages. Versus jealousy means you're like kind of a rival of someone. Envy is more like covetous, like you want what they have. And then sometimes jealousy means the same thing. And there's lots of dangers to that because envy can be very harmful because you can kind of look down on someone else when they are like someone that you really, you know, you envy what they have, but when they're down, you're not going to help them back up. And that's just not a good place to be. So if you have any of that going on, it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's just self-reflection to see what's maybe a disconnect that I have with relationships when it comes to myself, how I perceive situations. You've done this inventory, then now it's for you to get the help you need, you know, whether that's to process those emotions, to get therapy, or to maybe go ask for forgiveness, you know, from that person, to repent to God about it. That's super important, because it's like, just because you acknowledge it, that's just one step. But you want to go the next step to like release it, because if you don't release it, you're just still holding on to that baggage. And then three, to think about the kind of friend or the kind of relationship that you want to offer to someone else. So again, it's not always about what someone else has to offer, but what do you have to offer? So, you know, when I think about myself, I hear the same words. Sometimes it's like irritating because I want to like create my own script. But people say the same things, that I'm very encouraging, I'm positive, I'm outgoing. Even though I may not think of myself that way, but it's pretty consistent, you know, along the lines of, you know, people I just met to people that I've known for a long time. So, you know, how am I showing up? You know, and then things, who I can be to someone else. How can I apply what I know about myself to show up in an even better, more effective way in the relationships that I do want to foster? So that's, even though I gave you three areas, that's just one way, focusing on yourself. Number two is that you don't want to have what someone else has. This has nothing to do with envy or jealousy. It's just when we think about relationships, we may have a vision for what we want in a relationship, or a vision what we want for our business and our business prospects and relationships. But where do you get that perspective from? Have you been on social media where you see someone else posting like their squad goals? And I want you to erase all that, you know, start from scratch, because that may have been their dream, or maybe that's even the fantasy, maybe for them, that that's not even real. And it's like you're basing what you desire in relationships based on what someone else has. And this could be romantic or platonic, or like, again, business, in those relationships as well. So I want you to think about what kind of people do you really genuinely like to be around? Do you like funny people? Do you like theoretical people who are like theologians? You know, what do you like out of people? Not what you think that you want, because you want rich people. I mean, but there are certain rich people that are just jerks. So you want to be much more specific in identifying what kind of people that you feel that you're drawn to, or that you're going to be connected to. Because you may be drawn to people that's not who you want to be drawn to, but you kind of get what you are. You know, you kind of are they're just a reflection of who you are. So now we've already dealt with yourself, but now what kind of people do you genuinely want to help? Like, and it can't, don't just base it on money. I mean, that money is like a fruit of everything. It's like it's an after, you know, thing. It shouldn't be the motivation, because it just, we'll do anything for money pretty much. And it's like, we'll lower our standards. And finally, I want you to consider maybe getting like a mentor or a coach. You want someone that you have that can speak into your life. Someone that's able to have the tools to give you, that you can continue working on issues in your life, and even how to go forward, not just to stay back and like reflect and loom and gloom, but again, how to move forward to go and live your best life. And mentorship is key. You want to have someone that's is where you're wanting to be at. So someone not right where you're at, but someone that's already there, where you want to be at, because I'm quite sure they have someone that's above them, that's where they want to be. So it's kind of like, it's even more insight. It's even more like momentum. And again, if any of these tips kind of like got you thinking, that's a good thing. And if not, I'd love for you to share some other ways on relationships and connecting with others at Yaissa Lifestyle Brand on Facebook. and I'll talk to y'all later.